Blog Talk Radio.
I just put it all in music. That was stressing me out. You know what I mean? When niggas was around me, they go to jail, their girlfriend, their baby mom start acting up. I just put it all in the record. You know what I mean? And that was one love. I told them to keep their heads strong.
It's nothing. We just built a little different.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah, I do, man.
Good looking out, Triple D.
Good looking.
What a track.
Yeah.
I'ma get at you.
Yup.
Coming to holler and to holler at you.
Holler.
I'm just getting my passport right.
Truth.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
Bring my little ninja roll with me.
Fresh shot.
Minute.
Yeah.
Young Terrific.
Yeah.
Nothing. Not living. Yeah, the way life falls on my shoulders. Gotta stay fit, keep something in the holster. In and out of court, grinding like I'm supposed to. Baby mama drama can't fade this soldier. I'm built to bounce right back and get it with a new team. Shake off the hate, keep supporters all around me. Stress free living, thank God for what we're given. A pin in the pad and a track to ease the pressure. See, it's in the water. I stay knocking back the henny. If it gets too much to handle, then the roof be the remedy. Black hearts bring eclipse, but now I'm shedding light. Red eyes follow the twist. And I'ma get it right. Press up, come last, be the next up. Tony Jaa with the flow, not protect us. Get it? As the world turns, I'm playing with the bullshit and bounce right back. Cause I was built a little different.
Sunshine's beaming, dry heaving, anemic flow, sick like pneumonia. Believe me, I lived in Pomona. I will dribble the ball, real spittles my ninja. Stay on tip like the San Andreas Fault. Still on my pivot, cash in the meal ticket. Black hearts and red eyes were built a little different. Let me demonstrate, the lights have my mic hyperventilating. I don't like my generation, cause a lot of them is haters. If they not selling product, drop it from the label, cause I gotta get my paper. Solid to the core like liquid hot magma. Haul them to the morgue, cause menace got swagger. Rocking with Doc Madness, pass the flame. Notebooks feel more luggage than a baggage claim.
I've been through some things in my life, yeah. All the ups and downs, trials and tribulations, I'm going home.
All right. That right there. Built a little different. The homeboy Madman Smooth. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We are live on the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. And we are once again in the presence of the dopest MCs who are out here putting it in independently. What's going on, Madman?
What it do, y'all? How you feeling?
Man, pretty good, man. I'm proud to represent this international flight plan for you, bro.
Yes, indeed, man. I'm blessed. Thank you, man. Good music, the way the whole project came together, unbelievable.
Man, go ahead and properly introduce yourself, bro.
All right. Well, my name is Madman Smooth, better known as Doc Madness, from the team. Famous team, Demolition Men Productions. Shout out to my partner, Tony Effects. Sweatshop Recordings. That's our label that puts all our music out. So, you know, just been blessed to do it, man. I got crews that we've been working with, been doing this for a long time. And, man, it's crazy. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, a long time, bro. So this is your fourth offering right here called International Flight Plans. Then you got the fifth, We don't get into them individually, man, because the man got so much stuff going on. We got to have multiple interviews to talk about everything he got his hand in, which is a blessing.
Yes, always, always.
So let's talk about, go ahead.
Oh, and I'll just say, plus I got some project stuff that I had started with a group. So that Faux Life, shout out to Mr. Doja on that as well. So, you know, this is just my solo project stuff that I do. But like you said, a lot of multiple interviews. and we'll get to doing, you know, more of that. But as you were about to say, Mr. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. So this is the fourth solo album, International Flight Plan. I want to know, like, the concept. Like, how did this thing come together? Because I know it's a whole story behind the whole project. So how did it come together, man?
Well, it started back when just doing music. We had some projects that I was working on. We're always putting out music, so we're working with other talent, giving back to the culture. That's the thing with the sweatshop, is that we give back to the culture. So in the process of doing that, you know, networking, promoting, doing shows, some people had started to get the music out there more and more online. And my whole goal was to try to reach bigger than just staying local talent, because there's a lot of competition out here in Southern California. I'm sure it's everywhere, but, you know, I just wanted to branch globally. I always had this international mindset. So I just started pushing stuff online internationally, and producers started hitting Tony FX, who is my brother, but we're also partners, and he's also the producer of the majority of how I got started. So they hit him up, and of course he hit me up, and I was like, man, get it cracking, let's do it. So they started submitting some beats. I thought it was kind of BS at first, to be honest, but he hit me up, and he's like, man, you got to come in the studio and listen to some of this, come to the shop. So I stepped in, listened to some of the tracks that they had submitted, and like I said, the first one that came across, which is actually turned into the intro of the album, which is called the intro, but called One Way Ticket. The producer was from Poland, and he flew the track in. Actually, I take that back. He was from Turkey. Sorry. He flew the track in, and, you know, basically he had an idea that he wanted some West Coast sound over it. So I was like, yeah, definitely. Man, we put it in, put in Pro Tools, fired it up, and basically, man, I just went to do what I do. And that was the whole intro and the start of everything. So when I flew that back to him, you know, time stamped it within about 24, 48 hours, got it back to him, and he was loving it. So he started flying me more. And I guess, you know, out in international, they push that country so close to this country. So they push it and they support each other. So this heard that, and that person heard this. And an artist contacted me and got down on one of the songs, and, you know, just started to roll from there. Man, it was coming in faster than what I could even handle, to be honest. And it was a good feeling.
That's crazy. Because,
you know, as an artist, all you want to do is be heard. You want people to listen to your music, vibe out to it, you know, put one up, whatever they do, and just vibe out to it. You know, it's feel-good music, but it's also that realistic music. So a person that can relate to it is automatically going to give you that respect. And I thought that's what I was getting, the respect from the producers that wanted my talent, my words, to over some of their beats. And, man, I work with a team that they looked at as an opportunity as well. So we just went for broke.
So how many countries touched this? Like rattle off some of the countries that were involved.
Poland was involved. Turkey was involved. Japan was involved indirectly on this one. I didn't get production, but they've been a big support ever since my first solo album, you know, Red October 17th. Go look that up. Everywhere available, iTunes, the whole nine. Just look it up, sweatshoprecordings.com. But, you know, in that aspect, what else? We have Holland. They were involved. Germany, they were indirectly involved. So basically those were the main ones. Oh, I'm sorry, London. Got to give a shout-out to Kane Records out in London as well. So I also got invites to come out and do some touring, but at that time that they were leaving, it was a short notice. It was a little island tour out in Greece that they were handling, but I couldn't actually get out there to do it because my passport wasn't right. And I put that in one of the songs as well, just letting them know, like, I was getting my passport right. I'm built a little different. If you heard on the intro, that was real talk. So, you know, I was trying to get everything right to get out there in a short notice. But, you know, when you're out here and you got that real life living, sometimes it's kind of hard to get those kind of things done in the instant. So.
Word, man. Hey. So, I mean, it's not just like another mixtape. It's not just like another album. It's a whole movement, like a global movement. When you put together the concept of international flight plans, of course, you know, you got a whole plethora of producers from all of these countries. How did you come up with the concept? Like, what's the concept that you built around it? Because I see, like, the intro song is One Trip Ticket, right?
Yeah, one-way ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you develop that whole concept of flights and all of that?
Well, like I said, going at the point in my life when I wrote all of this, and it was in my mind of coming up with it, you know, you go through a lot, and sometimes you just want to get away. And to be honest, it was just one of those things where international, you know, being overseas, and I've been over to a couple spots, and it's a different lifestyle, it's a different culture, the way they perceive how we live it different being in it. You know, we're not on the outside, we're a tree in the forest, not outside the forest. So sometimes we want to be outside, we want to get away, especially when there's a lot of pressure coming from, you know, the different things and facets of life. So in that concept, that's what my music does for me. My music is a getaway. It kind of opens up things, and it takes you beyond the realms of what you go through here physically and the stress that you put upon yourself every day, the bills, the life, all that, and you just turn it into basically a vent. So it's my vice. When I say I'm clutching that vice, that's what I talk about in my music. I'm clutching my music. So when I was dealing with the producers, and they were coming up with concepts, some of them were flying me the ideas and everything, so I didn't have a lot of input in the music, which I do a lot. I'm also a producer. So I like to have an input in my music, the patterns that come along with it, but I didn't have that. And that was a challenge for me, which I accepted. And when I was talking with them, I just felt like, man, I wish I can get out there to you. I wish I had a one-way ticket to come out to you, because some of the people were like, dude, we got shows, we got this. You know, some of the people's families own clubs out there. So, as the movement started to move and take place and get bigger and bigger, it was like, man, I really need to get out here. And that's what it was. It was that one thing that was holding me back the whole time, which is, you know, just getting that passport and getting that ability to get out and about and be free. You know, it's like, man, I wish I had a one-way ticket.
Hey, man.
I'll make it back. I had that faith in my music, you know, that once I got out there, everything that we discussed, the belief in everything, the team that I had supporting, all of that. It's one of those situations where you just be like, man, if I could just get there, everything else would just fall in line. So that's what it was. It was that one-way ticket, and to do that, it was a flight plan to get there. And everything I do is building concepts. Every album, every project, from the first one to the Full Life, it's all done in concepts. It's not just music to just, hey, not background music, just put it that way. They're concepts. So this album, when you listen to it from top to bottom, there's 23 songs on this album. That's just picked to make a feel-good album that flows from top to bottom, that paints the full picture of an international flight plan, the production, the different voices and talents that I got on it from the camp to display also on top of it, the samples that put everything together. It's a full concept in itself. So that's not what you're going to hear on the fifth project. It's not what you heard on the third project, the second project. It's its own project. That's what it was. That's what it is. And, you know, as we collaborate more and we move forward, then we'll have extensive projects. So that one was just, I needed to get out of here. The music is the ticket. I need a ticket physically on a flight plan. Hey, let's do it. And that's where
we got the
album cover, you know.
We got 23 tracks of hotness here. The hit song, I Need Ya. Do me a favor, go ahead and introduce that song. We're going to rock out and be right back and go through a few more of the tracks, break it down, talk about what the shop got going on and what the future holds for Doc Madness.
So, all right, well, the next track we're about to get into off the album is called I Need You. And the setup is basically it's everything that artists, any type of artist that goes through, anybody that's out there really hustling. So it's talking about that one other person that you really need in your life. And sometimes it's looked at on an outside point of view that you're doing more than what you're really doing because you'd rather be there when you're out doing what you're doing. So basically it's an ode to any artist that's in a relationship.
Let's go. I need you.
From the top, hit you with something different.
I need you. Damn, it's funny how my thoughts say I need ya. Missing you in every way, wishing I could please ya. But this music right now got my feet up. Waiting for another show overseas, G'd up. Chasing that dough, we ain't rolling with the flows. With devoted music, stamp that tie goes. I understand that's the business, just gotta cope. Hit the stage, rock the crowd, sip, then we blow smoke. That's the life us, independent artists lead. Always on the go, moving top speed. Radio interviews, pushing CDs. Constantly doing promos, satisfying consumer leads. What I wouldn't do to spend more time with you. Sitting back on a cruise, let it all loose. Cloud nine all again, baby, round two. It's worth everything we go through, and that's all true. What's that? My thoughts telling me. And that's every day, girl, without a doubt. Soft touch, embrace, sexy little mouth. And that's what I miss, walking through the house. A smile on a face that makes it all worthwhile when I'm gone, baby. My body telling me. And it's yearning for that grown folk business. Sweaty bodies moving all erotic and explicit. Keep it going till everything's sensitive. Whispering in here, I need you, and that's serious. Yeah, I need that companionship. How we talk about anything and laugh at the bullshit. And that's the best part, the way we handle conflict. Two adults that ain't tripping over nonsense. Been there and done that, and I ain't going back. It's all about living life, and now I'm on the right track. With the right one, a smile proves that's a fact. And when the times get hard, picks up the slack. That's a dream I ain't trying to wake up from. Open communication equals trust in the outcome. A long day gets better with a night of fun. No limits on the sex, all that and then some. Doing everything from A to Z between the sheets. Waking up through the night to have it repeat. Helps me out in the kitchen when it's time to eat. Rubs my head to my feet to help me fall back asleep. What's that? My thoughts telling me. And that's every day, girl, without a doubt. Soft touch, embrace, sexy little mouth. And that's what I miss, walking through the house. A smile on a face that makes it all worthwhile when I'm gone, baby. My body telling me.
I need you.
Yes.
That's that
yes.
Feel good right there.
Yeah, man, it's a little trip. A little something about that song is the producer, shout out to Devoted Music out in Poland. When he shot me the track, he said that a lot of artists passed over this track before he even sent it to me. He was like, man, I got this track I really want you to be a part of, you know, and tell me if you could do something with it. And I was like, man, I could rock over anything, just send it to me. And so he did, and basically, long story short is, you know what I'm saying, did what I did, flipped it back to him, and he was like, man, he told his brother, and, you know, they started pushing it, and, you know, it just started coming a movement out there, so, in Poland, so I'm sure it's doing well out there. Out here, people that hear it is loving it, so, yeah, it's just a little background, you know, backdrop on that one that, you know, a lot of artists, they listen to a track, and they passed over, he said, and, you know, sometimes you got to ask the producer themselves, what do they think is hot? What do they want to hear your talent over or somebody rock over? Because they got chosen beats too, you know. A lot of times the artists, we come in the studio and we have a concept of what we want. And, you know, I did a whole project on something else from the Black Hearts Red Eyes. Shout out to Yoki Goes, Youngin, a.k.a. Menace, on that, you know, that we did is, we went to all the producers out here that we know, grew up with, whatever the case may be, and just asked them, like, hey, man, what beats have you got that artists pass over that you want to hear somebody rock over? And we did a little project with that. You know, we're just all beats where, you know, the different producers that we rock with have in their little repertoire.
Just looking for that different,
was like, hey, man,
that different feel.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. And basically, that's another one that's, you know, proof in the pudding again. This happens a lot. And this is overseas, so... Yeah, just shout out to all the producers that worked on that project too.
Hey, bro, I'm always curious about writer's styles, like writing styles. Like when you come in a booth, you know, you put on a new beat, you go to work, or you kind of freestyle it out and don't write anything down, or are you someone who sits on it at the crib and then comes to the booth and knock it out? How do you go about, like, your process?
Man, be honest, I've done them all. But my favorite process is I come from a long line of artists, talented MCs, some lyricists, you know. That's we was running some shit in the town. So basically we would collab. We would sit down and basically have those sessions together. You know, play the beat, have it on loop, you know, put one in the air, do what we do, and just vibe out and get it written. I have some artists that don't write. Shout out to my boy H Bomb. He just does it all in his head. He'll just stand there while we vibe with everybody. He's ready. We hit the booth. We go to the shop and knock it out. So if we're in the shop, when we're working, then cool, we do it there. But if not, sometimes we just fly it, email it back and forth to everybody, pick a date, you know, or later that day, meet up and lay it. Or we'll just write together. So my thing is just to get together in a session. I love that because that when you're writing it and everybody's kind of like busting their verses, having that session and that flow, it opens up the room. It opens up the creativity because somebody's talking about something that you didn't think about. So in the middle of your verse, you might hear a pattern of flow or something that they did that sparked you to be like, damn, you know, it's kind of like sports. Music is sports. It's that same type of competition and talent. So, yeah. You know, when you go out there and you play by yourself and you're practicing, that's one thing. But when you go out there and you play a pickup game against that dude that you know is in, you know, hey, he's hot. He, you know, he's the talk of the park or whatever it may be. You're going to bring your A game. So when you got your people and you're doing your session, I think that's when you get some of your best work, at least the most competitive work out of everybody as a collective. So that's my best thing is to like to write in the session. That's why if anybody that knows all the artists that work with, I always tell them, come in, let's vibe out for the session.
That's true. That's true. Because you don't want to have the weakest verse. You go back and start writing again. Like, hold up.
Yep. But hey, sometimes everybody spits. You know, sometimes everybody spits and somebody got to fall last. But it doesn't have to be weak. You just, you know, hey, this it just depends. And it's also the listeners. Some listeners are listening to rhythmic flows. They like that choppy style or they like that, you know, quicker. Some like a slower. Some like the pattern. Some like the lyrics. Some like the flow. So it just depends on what that person likes. You know, I got artists that bring all of that. Like I said, all the people that I'm around, we fully packaged artists. Shout out to Big Stone Management that basically taught us that at early age. Rest in peace, Big Steve.
Hey, man, before we get out of here, touch lightly on the Sweatshop Recordings and what y'all do there.
All right, Sweatshop Recordings is a label that we put all our music and everything out through. So if you hit sweatshoprecordings.com, you'll be able to find links on the artists that we deal with, the producers. You'll find like what's coming up music-wise with us. Basically, that's the label that basically puts it all out and gets it to the public. And you'll be able to find links to purchase. You know, we've released about 13 projects. So in that aspect, and it's all different types of music. So that's basically what Sweatshop is. It's a collective of where all the artists are and that we put the music out. It goes through that quality management of sound, so that way everything has that same ear. You know, the producers and the engineers are like, basically we filter everything that we do that goes through and has that stamp with Sweatshop or Demolition Man. Demolition Man Productions is just the producer side. So, but the artists and everybody that's down and rocking and everything, they're on the Sweatshop side. So, but Demolition Man Productions is the production. Mm-hmm.
SweatshopRecordings.com. Listen, International Flight Plans out on iTunes right now. I really appreciate
yes,
you coming, speaking with me, Madman Smooth, a.k.a. Doc Madness.
Salute.
The album is
yeah,
out there, man.
Thank you.
23 tracks of international and American music for your ears.
Yes.
Go and get that.
Yes, it's
I'm
definitely
gonna give you the
hot,
floor, bro.
So I'm not saying I'm on it, but go ahead.
I'm going to give you the floor.
All right. I just want to thank everybody who's listening out there. I want to thank all the people that support, not just independent, but music in a whole. Right now, music, especially hip-hop, is under attack. There's a lot of pitting between, you know, old school versus new school and, you know, this and that. And it's all music. It's all music. We all need it to grow so that way the culture of hip-hop survives and lives on. If anything else, just remember that we got to give back. Got to give back. Each one teach one. Give back. The culture. That's what's important. Not individually. Collectively as a culture. Because if not, we wouldn't have this channel. We wouldn't have these shows, these interviews. It wouldn't be possible. And that's proof by doing this international project that it's global. So we, you know what I'm saying, support each other. Not to say anything about the major artists, but they already made it. They got their money, or they got their they decided what they wanted to do already. Those that's doing it independent, man, support them. They might be your homies, but you know, support them. Don't to be at a show, support them. Pay the ticket. Get all of the, you know, the extras with it, but you know, just show them, man. Do what you got to do to support.
Once again, bro.
On that note, thank you, my dude. I appreciate it.
Once again, support great music, man. That's all I got to say about it. The Dopeness Interview Series. And this is just episode number one about international flight plans. Stay tuned. Just dropped another album, or dropping another album, Autonomous Chapter One. Man, putting in that work. You heard
me? Autonomous Chapter One, baby. Autonomous. And it's... That one's going to blow y'all wig back. But like I said, we got that one scheduled. I'll let my man go ahead and brief y'all on that.
All right. Until next time, the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. If you haven't already, went ahead and added us across all social media platforms at USA Blog Network. Do so now. Until next time, man, hats off to the artists out there on their grind. We get at you. All right, boy.
Yes, sir.
Got
a piece. From the top, hit you with something different.
Damn, it's funny how my thoughts say I need ya. Missing you in every way, wishing I could please ya. But this music right now got my feet up. Waiting for another show, overseas G'd up. Chasing that dough, and rolling with the flows. With the voted music stamp, that's how it goes. I understand, that's the business, just gotta cope. Hit the stage, watch the crowd sip, then we blow smoke. That's the life us, independent artists lead. Always on the go, moving top speed. Radio interviews, pushing CDs. Constantly doing promos, satisfying consumer leads. What I wouldn't do to spend more time with you. Sitting back on a cruise, let it all loose. Cloud nine all again, baby, round two. It's worth everything we go through, and that's all true.